went well.
Yeah?
Yes. We're going to change a little bit in the schedule of the yeshiva, Baruch Hashem. Rav Nathan Maimon's shiur. It's a problem. We have a certain issue that it's a yeshiva. We forget. We think that it's a yeshiva Breslev, but yeshiva Breslev is not something that really exists. There is Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu is buried in Uman. He lived his life in Breslev. And actually you can meet him in the field and in your life if you have the marriage. But so this is yeshiva. And in yeshiva people need to learn Gemara and need to learn Shulchan Aruch. And from my short experience that is counting on elder people than me, that we've seen that it's not happening. People that are not sitting and learning Gemara daily and put time and effort on like all of the yeshivot, all of the big yeshivot sit and learn Torah, so they cannot connect. It's not going to hold for a long time. So Rav Shalom told me to do that, to rearrange the schedule, and that the morning hours, the wonderful class that we have with Rav Mordechai, and going to be every day from 9 till 12, we're going to have Gemara. We're bringing another rabbi to teach Gemara, right? Gemara is teaching, he's a real professional also to teach Gemara. And Rav, yes, 10 to 12. And we're going to have one place in the day, 1 hour from 12 to 1. For Breslev teaching, and gonna have my class here of Likutei Moran, and in the same time, Rav Nathan Maimon's shiur start from tomorrow, from 12 to 1.
Same time.
Everyone gonna have the free choice in their hand to choose, and you can learn one day in my class, and in the second day in Rav Nathan's class, and it's all great. And a man cannot learn more than 1 hour Breslev in a day and to stay sane. I'm telling you, really, only huge tzaddikim manage to learn more. Really, it's not happening. You start to fly and to wander all around and to think that you know and that you understand, and you start to feel your own imaginations and to feel you become spiritual, and you're not. You don't have shalom bayit, and you don't know what to do with your life, and you don't know, and you're stuck with your angers and with your sadness, and you go to the fields and you don't find Hashem over there. It's not it. You have to have vessels to contain the light. And the vessels, it's a Torah Kedosha. It's the letters of Torah Kedosha. And so that is... Rav Elchanan told me that I'm the head of the English program. So it's my decision and blah, blah, blah. So from today, tomorrow, we're going to start like that, like Rav Shalom told me to do. Rav Nathan's shiur is going to be from 12 to 1. My shiur is going to be from 12 to 1. Only we're going to have a different change in Wednesday. Rav Nathan's shiur is going to be from 11 to 11:30. And Rav Elchanan Elgrod is going to give his class from 11:30. Halacha shiur from 11:30 to 12. We're going to put a sign on the wall. Everything is going to be clear.
And this is it. I'm slower than other people.
You're going to read it more times.
From 9 o'clock to 12 o'clock, we're learning
Hebrew. We have a Gemara class, Reuven's class, Reuven Levi's class is going to be from 9 till 10. After it, from 10 till 12, we're going to have a Gemara class. From 12 to 1, we're going to have a class of Rav Nathan Maimon and my class. And everyone is going to choose if they want to be Talmidei Chachamim. They're going to go to Rav Nathan Maimon's class. If they want to have shalom bayit, they're going to come to my class. You're going to choose. If you want to be a Talmid Chacham, you're going to go learn there, become Talmid Chacham, you're going to be a Resha Maim, you're going to have everything.
Oh, is he giving this shir of Likutei Halachot from 12 to 1?
Yes. And everyone going to choose if he wants to put his... And you can watch it in Akiva's internet after it. Okay, Bezrat Hashem. Now we're starting. Thank you.
What about in the afternoon between?
We're not changing nothing. The schedule all stays the same. Bezrat Hashem, Hanan Menashe, our good friends, and I write it all in very arranged ways.
I'm still waiting for a couple pieces of information regarding the. Rabbi Maimon still has the Chotza class from 1 to 1:30 on Mondays and Wednesdays. and also he's doing the Parsha Shavua class. I'm waiting for him to give me that final tidbit of where he wants those put,
and then I'll
turn up the schedule. What I'm doing.
We are welcoming you to the Yeshiva Breslev. Okay, now it's a Yeshiva Chut Shel Chesed. Not only Chut Shel Chesed. People can come at 12 o'clock and to say that they're learning in Yeshiva Chut Shel Chesed. Just come really to learn. So we have schedule. We have Gemara classes. Everyone are obligated to find themselves there. Everyone are more than welcome to come. If you just want to come to listen to a shiur, you're more than welcome to come. Not forcing no one to sit. But if you want to take a part in that program, the avrichim that are married want to receive their paychecks from the yeshiva, you need to participate in our program, in the schedule that we set. This is it. It's too much for me also. Thank you very much for all of your support. Bezrat Hashem, we are dedicating this important shiur and wonderful shiur. First of all, to Le'ilui Nishmat, the benefit of the soul of David Ben Clara Ruiz, and for the success of the converting process of a group of believers in Colombia that they want to get closer to Hashem. Also, we're dedicating this class to the Tikkun Neshama, helping the soul, and Ilui Nishmat, Eliot, Elijah, Joel, Elisha Ben Sol Ben Omi, that he passed away in Yom Kippurim this year. He read the book of Rav Shalom and he made a huge tshuva. All of his book, Garden of Emunah, was full with his comments and handwriting that he wrote on that book, and passed away in Yom Kippurim. The Fuad Chufa, also urgent health and life for Limor Chaya Bat Tzipora, that Hashem is going to heal her complete health by the merit of the real tzaddikim. So, we are in Torah Lamed Zayin. And we learned a little bit on charity. We learned on the difference between charity of outside of Eretz Israel, Torah 37, part Dalet, part 4. And Rabbeinu said that there is a huge difference between the charity of Eretz Israel to the charity of outside of Eretz Israel. It means supporting people that need support, that needs help, to have that merit to support people in Eretz Yisrael, people that are learning Torah. And Rabbeinu in the beginning of that part explained that the people that learn Torah in Eretz Yisrael, he compared them to the babies that are learning in Cheder, in the Talmud Torah, that their breath doesn't contain sin at all. So every person that learns Torah in Eretz Yisrael, he counts like that. That he's learning in front of Hashem Yitbarach, and he doesn't have no sin. I told an amazing story that happened to Avrech, a real Avrech that learns Torah, and it's going to reveal to you something amazing about the mercy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Something huge, hard to grasp, hard to understand how much we need to follow that hanaga, the way of looking at things by the shita of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Amazing. Avrech, I'm sorry that I'm it's a little bit complex topic, but you're going to be strong, Bezrat Hashem. Avrech, that he had that mitzvah ona to keep. He was supposed to be with his wife to keep that mitzvah ona. And he wanted to be with his wife. And that person had a takala, and he had, unfortunately, zera lebatala. He had zera lebatala. And we know that it's a horrible, horrible sin, and people are taking that very hard, and doing a lot of tshuva on that, and going to the mikveh, and saying tikkun haklali, and on and on. And that person also, he felt very bad with himself. And he didn't know what to do with himself. And like a lot of other Hasidei Breslev, they're going immediately to the bookshelves and taking the Likutei Moharan and opening the Likutei Moharan to see what to do, what Rabbeinu is saying on that. And the Torah had been opened to him. He was amazed. He couldn't understand what Hashem is saying to him. He told me that story crying with tears. He opened the book of the Likutei Moharan, and it was written over there that when a person is keeping mitzvah, even in the lowest way of them all. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is praising him and is proud of him, even if that person is the lowest person of all of Am Yisrael. So he thought to himself, how can it be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that now Rabbeinu is in the Likutei Moran telling me that I made a mitzvah, I made a sin, what's going on here? And he couldn't understand how it becomes to be a mitzvah if he was sinning. And then he remembered what the Rav Shalom said. That Rav Shalom said that they're judging the man according to his will and not according to his actions. And he wanted to keep mitzvat onah with his wife. That was his will. And he failed. He failed. He had zera lebatala. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is praising him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is proud on him. On what? On his will. I remembered when he told me that Moshe Tzarfati, the Avreich from the Yeshiva, told us that once he had clinical death and he asked, where is his Rabbi, where is the Rav Shalom? And he saw that sight, spiritual amazing sight, vision, something. And he saw Rav Shalom standing on a certain mountain, I told you that, and he saw piles of ashes that have a pillar of smoke comes up from those piles. And he asked, and he saw Rav Shalom praying on one side, and in the valley he saw those piles of ashes and smoke. So he asked, what the Rav is doing? What is doing over there? So they told him from heaven that a Rav is taking the sins of Am Yisrael and making incense from them. This is the secret. This is Kaf Zchut. This is Enei Hashem LaTzadikim. That Hashem give his eyes to the righteous people. That righteous people receive the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That everyone that's been judged by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is Zakai. How do you say Zakai? Innocent. He's innocent. He's righteous. This is the real point of view of Hashem Yitbarach. You look at yourself and you see, I'm sinning, I'm falling, I'm not learning, I'm not praying, I'm not doing tshuva, I'm defecting my eyes, I'm talking Lashon Hara, I'm failing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's saying, my child, I love you, I miss you. You went lost, I understand, you failed. But I love you, I miss you. This is what he got in his eyes. Everyone that become to be a father can understand that tale very easily. Alright, so your son is coming to tell you that you haven't made homework, that you haven't woke up in the right time. You don't care about it. If you're sane, if you're normal, you don't care about it. You love him. You just want him to succeed. You're just thinking about the future, always with him. How I'm gonna help him. This is the Hadena the Rachame. One eye of mercy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is how he looked at us. The trick here is that we need to judge ourselves like that also. That we need to come to that place that we also gonna believe that we are good no matter what. No matter what we've done, no matter how much we've failed, no matter how many times people told us, you're wrong, you're never going to make it, you're all screwed up, you're all bad, you're mean, you're worthless, you're pathetic, you're mean, you're vicious, you're crude. Yesterday I took my wife somewhere and I was driving, you know, all of those bikes are driving, bicycles on gas, driving all over the place, And I drove and I didn't pay attention, unfortunately. What can I do? And that guy was trying to pass from the right and I almost hit him and it was his mistake and my mistake and Baruch Hashem. And he stopped and started to curse me and I'm sitting and laughing in the car. And he's cursing me and he's got powers to do that and he's angry and I'm saying to myself, alright, so you are his opportunity to take out everything. So help your brother. Let him. Everything is good. So I told him, you're right. I'm sorry. And he was kidding. And you're a liar. And you're a man. Mm-hmm. If you still think that there are people in front of you, so you're off track. You don't understand. The truth is that Hashem Yitbarach is hiding himself in every situation and situation. There is nothing except of Hashem. Today Hashem talked to you through your wife. Today Hashem now spoke to you through your chavruta. Now he spoke to you through your friend. Now through that police officer. Through that annoying old woman that made you crazy and she's got complaints and she's so rude. It's Hashem Yitzbarach hiding himself now behind that curtain. So if you're going to stuck in that curtain, you're never going to develop. But if you're going to see through that curtain, to seek, to look for Hashem Yitzbarach, you're going to see things that people in a lifetime cannot achieve, cannot understand. Because, like that we said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hiding. He's always hiding. And if someone is hiding, it means that, and we haven't found him yet, it means that the people are not looking for him. It means that there is a lot to find, a lot to find. And if you're going to dedicate your life to that, to find Hashem, the things that you're going to find are going to be so amazing. Yetzirah is going to fight. And why that the Yetzirah will not going to fight? This is his job. His job is to work for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in hiding HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is his job, to help HaKadosh Baruch Hu to hide. And you need to fight. And it's a war. It's a war that is gonna the victory is gonna be set, gonna be decided only according to your will. Only according to your will. If you're gonna decide to commit yourself to that task, to find Hashem Yitzbarach no matter what, you're gonna find him. You're gonna find him. And what that you're gonna find is gonna be amazing that you can ever imagine. What are you looking for even? Because you don't know what you can find. But you can find it. And you can find him when you're eating. And then your eating gonna be in the aspect of eating the man, the holy food of angels. And when you're gonna talk to people, Hashem gonna talk to you. So all of your conversation is gonna be in the aspect of Ruach HaKodesh, Divine Spirit. It's all going to be prophecy for you. And Rabbeinu is saying that a man that knows that all of what he's going through in his life is for his own good, זה לטובתו, זו הבחינה מעין עולם הבא. That aspect, it's like to live in the world to come. What it means? It means that you're growing and growing and developing and developing from every situation in your life. It's written, צדיק השם בכל מעשיו, that Hashem is righteous in all of his actions, וחסיד בכל מעשיו, צדיק השם בכל דרכיו, Hashem is righteous in all of his ways, and he is חסיד in all of his actions. There is another way to explain those wonderful verses, not on Hashem, on a righteous man and on a חסיד. That צדיק, a righteous man, Hashem בכל דרכיו, Hashem is in all of his ways. The tzaddik see Hashem in all of his ways. If he's going to the shul, he finds Hashem over there. He goes to the forest to do it, he finds Hashem. This is a tzaddik. This is the level of a tzaddik. But a chassid is a higher level. It's a known thing that a chassid is a higher level than a tzaddik. Why? Because a chassid, Hashem bechol ma'asav. Hashem is inside all of his actions. He knows that he is not exist. He's not finding Hashem in Shul. He is not exist. He is Hashem. He is Hashem. When you fail, you need to know it's Hashem's will. Also in your failures. Also when you're falling. And people are crushing. People are falling down. People are suffering. People see horrible sights. People are crushing. Families are breaking to pieces. People don't know what to do with themselves. Don't know what to do with the shiduchim. Don't know what to do with the parnasah. Don't know what to do with the tshuva. Don't know nothing. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us that opportunity. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the power in our own hands to cancel ourselves to Hashem Yitzbarach. And when you do that, you cancel all darkness. You cancel the darkness. Darkness does not exist for you anymore. You live with Hashem. And everything is illuminating from that moment and on. Because the rebuke is the best gift that you can receive in your life because it's pushing you forward to Hashem. If you don't want to be rebuked, you can never learn the lesson. It's one of the 48 things that the Torah purchased. You can purchase the Torah only by those kinyanim,
acquires.
You have to have that love to be rebuked. Ohevet atokacha, and if you don't love it, you will never gonna receive all of the rebuke, all of what that Hashem has to tell you. Hashem got something to tell you. You don't want to listen? All right, go away. Go. India is very wide. Thailand is beautiful. You can go lost over there, no problem. No problem. You will never gonna find Hashem. No problem. Don't worry. So many trees, so many lakes, so many everything. Mushrooms, everything you need, you can have. Whatever. Everything. Think about it. Think, really think. What? Hashem gave us all of the opportunities. You need to choose. If you want to choose Hashem Itbarach, you can do it. And you don't need nothing for it. You just need the will. You commit yourself from inside in a strong decision. I will always connect myself to Hashem Yitbarach again and again. And even if I'm going to fall, and even if I'm going to fail, and even if I don't know what I'm going to go through in my life, I will never going to change the fact that the truth is real. That Hashem is real, that the Torah is real, that the righteous people are real. It's all truth. And I'm going to cancel myself to that. I'm going to say to Hashem, Hashem, I know you're here. I know you're hiding from me. I know that you're hiding your face. And if you're going to continue to hide your face, I will never going to find you. I know that. But I still know you're here. When we're saying Ayeh, we're saying Ayeh, Mekom Kvodo Le'aritzo. Where is Hashem that I'm going to admire him? Where is he? I cannot see him. But my will is to admire him. And if you're going to see, I saw it today, the Chazon Ish said, that a person that has Da'at Torah, people look at him and they think that they see a person. They think that they see a human being. But actually it's an angel in the shape of a human being that he's got all total. He lives in a different planet, in a different world. So people looking at you and they think they see a person. They think they see a human being. But inside, if you're connected, you are a generator. You're wiring a Kadosh Baruch Hu into this world. You're illuminating the world with the light of Hashem Yitbarach. When people look at you, they see Hashem. When people look at you, they see the light that comes out from you, and it's not your light. You're like a shofar. You're canceling yourself totally. The shofar doesn't make no sound. The Chazan, he makes the sound. The Chazan should cancel himself, and then Hashem is going to make the sound. And then you're going to hear the voice of Hashem speaks from your mouth. And you're going to be able to hear your rabbi speaks from your mouth. And you're going to be able to hear Hashem, Hashem. The voice of Hashem from your mouth. Only when you're going to cancel yourself. And if you would know how much you need to suffer for that, I'm sure that a lot of people are going to back off. If they will want and not. It's a journey. It's a life of sacrificing yourself. Why? Because we have a lot of filth to remove. We have a lot of desires to drop. We have a lot of craziness that we're not so happy to drop. We receive a lot of pleasure from our imaginations still. But you're going to have to drop all of it. You're going to have to drop your arrogance. You're going to have to drop your lust for women. You're going to have to drop your desire for food, for honor, for compliments, for money. You're going to have to drop your fears and anxieties. You're going to have to stop be afraid from people one day. Lo tagur mifne'ish. You're not allowed to be afraid. Not from your mother, not from your father, with the excuse of honoring your parents. You're not allowed to be afraid of no one. No one exists. It's all Hashem. And Hashem is going to keep on fighting with each and every one of us until we're going to surrender. Until we're going to remember that it's Him always. And then you're going to always be happy. But first of all, you have to drop that cargo of metal that you hold in your hand. And only then you're going to be able to reach to take the new spiritual cargo. Those wonderful advice and treasures, those verses. People that are walking with the Mishnayot in their thoughts, like I told you a few times to do, they see wonders. They see wonders. It's purifying the thoughts in an amazing way.
and Ramash, it brings you to live life of holiness, of Kedusha. You just need to memorize one Mishnah and to walk with it and to think that Mishnah. One, the smallest Mishnah, the shortest Mishnah, the one that you so close to remember it by heart. You can say that Mishnah from Pe'ah. It's a long one, but you say it in the Siddur every morning, hopefully, yes, right? Hopefully. You're saying it every day in the Siddur, in the Shacharit. So you can say that Mishnah. There is a lot of Mishnayot that you say, a lot of Gemarot and Brightot that you say. All the Pitum Aktore that you know by heart. It's all Mishnayot. Those are Mishnayot. Pitum Aktore Ketzad. All of the, you can say those Mishnayot. Walk with them. Walk with them. It's purifying your mind. Why? Because the Mishnah, it's the letters of the word Neshama. It's the soul. And the soul comes in the brain. The place that the soul is hovering on is in the brain. I met a righteous man, a tzaddik, a few days ago, someone that I know here from Jerusalem, and I was driving the car and I saw him, so I took him for, I drove him to the place that he needed. And he told me that he was in a Azkara, it's Azkara.
What's the
memorial?
Memorial service.
Service, and he gave a speech. And he said there is a verse that is saying Ruach Elokim Rachefet Al Pnei HaMayim. The spirit of God is hovering above the water. And then he said to the people that were listening to him, and how I read that verse, I'm saying Ruach Elokim Rachefet Al Pnei HaMoach. The spirit of God is hovering above the brain, because the brain contains the water of the Torah. So all of the water that you have are in your brain. Those are the liquids that we have in our brain. This is the water of Torah. So Hashem Yitbarach is hovering above your brain, above your moach. So your moach, your brain, have to be concentrated to contain Torah. And how are you going to purify it if not for the neshama, for the soul? Because your connection, like we explained it a few times, is through your soul. Your connection to righteous people and to the Torah and to Hashem Yitbarach is through your soul. You cannot connect Hashem by eating. Only if your soul is eating, tzadik ochel esov nafsho, you can connect yourself through eating. But if your body is eating, you're cutting yourself, you're separating yourself from Hashem. You cannot connect yourself to Hashem through lust and desires. Only through Torah and Masim Tovim. Only when you become spiritual. This is how you connect yourself, means through your soul. So the Mishnah, it's the letters of the word soul, means that this is the attachment, this is the chibur, this is how you do it. The Mishnah got amazing power to purify the brain of the man, and you should go and take that. A friend of mine, I remember that I received a text from him for a long, long time ago from New York, and he sent me a text that he heard from one of my classes. That in that class I explained that you need to call Hashem Yitbarach in His name. There is a name that we're allowed to call Hashem, so you're not Chas Shalom allowed to disrespect Hashem and to use it just like that. But when you call Hashem, when you pray to Hashem Yitbarach, you don't need to say Hashem. You can call Him with Adni. You can call Him Hashem. This is His name. All of the nations gonna come and gonna call me. Gonna call him in his name. What's his name? His name is Adni. It's Aleph Dalet, the name that we call in Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. This is the name. So they're gonna come and gonna call him in his name. Means they're gonna believe enough to understand that they're talking to someone that is live and exists. Even the non-Jews, all of the nations, and for sure us, we're allowed to call him. David HaMelech, he wasn't reading Tehillim when he was calling Hashem in his name. He was just talking, he was praying to Hashem, so he called him in his name. So I said that in one of the classes, in one of the shiurim. And that friend of mine, he sent me a text that he was walking in New York, covered with a talit on his head, after tefillat shacharit, back to his house, back to his home, and he was calling Hashem in his name. And he felt so inspired. He felt the light of Hashem Yitbarach glowing on him, illuminating, shining on him. Why? Because he attached himself to Hashem. And you can do it in every moment of your life if you're just going to do it. if you're just going to do it. If you're not, if you sit to learn because you want honor, because you want to be called a Talmid Chacham, because you want to run from your house, I don't know what. So you will never going to find Hashem in the Limud. Because, alright, you ran away from the house, you're going to achieve that. You are not going to be in the house, maybe for a long time even, if you're going to be lucky. Who knows? But if really you come to connect yourself to Hashem, so before of the Limud you're going to pray, you're going to say, Ribbono Shel Olam, please let me connect to you. Let me feel you in the Limud. I didn't came to swallow information. I came to connect myself to you, Hashem. So please, let me learn today things that are going to push me to my state, to do good things, to work on my midot. Let me accept the rebuke. Let me receive the tochecha from the Torah. Let me learn. Let me understand. What's the lesson? What's the lesson of today from the Beit Midrash Bora Olam? And then all of your limud is going to be different, totally different. You're going to meet Hashem in that day. And then you go home. Like Rabbi Akiva, you're going to learn. Before you enter to the house, you wait. You pray. You ask Ribbono Shel Olam. Now, I know that I forget you a lot of times in my house. When the children are running, and when my wife, she's talking, and all kinds of distractions. And the refrigerator that you bought, Ribbono Shel Olam. What am I going to do with that? I'm going to remember you now. So please, Ribbono Shel Olam, help me. I need a lot of help before of lunch. I need a lot of help before of Shabbat. So please, Ribbono Shel Olam, let me remember you. And like that, you enter your house on the right step. So all of that time that you're going to be in the house is going to be totally different. The fact that Rabbotenu taught us that we need to say bracha before of eating, on the morning, before you pray, you need to say Birkot HaTorah, Birkot HaShachar. It's to teach us a certain lesson, a certain understanding. You need to pray on everything before you do that. The Birkat HaMitzvot, you say, to wrap myself with the talit, and then you wrap yourself with the talit. First of all, you admit, you say with a full mouth, Yemalepiti Latecha, all of your mouth is going to praise Hashem. Baruch Atah Hashem, you clarify to yourself, there is no one except of Hashem, and He is the source of all good, of all blessing, and He is the King of the world. And the world, what's the intention of the word world? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hiding Himself. You are the King also of the fact that you cover yourself, that you King of darkness also. You're king on everything, even on the Ha'alama. Melech Ha'olam, because Hashem created the world to hide His light. So you're in charge of that. You're hiding yourself from me. I know. It's you. You are hiding yourself from me. But I know you're there. And you're making me holier and holier with every mitzvah, with the talit that I'm wrapping myself with talit, with that feeling that I'm putting on my hand and on my head. And thank you, Hashem. And before everything, Rabbi Nechunia ben Akana, he was coming to the Beit Midrash and he was praying before he was entering to the Beit Midrash. And the Mishnah is saying that you need to pray before you enter to the city. And when before you go out to the way, you have Birkat HaDerech before of everything. And especially us that we have that wonderful advice of Rabbeinu to connect yourself, to bond yourself to the real righteous people, to the Tzadikim Amitim. And you bond yourself. Why you bond yourself to the Tzadikim? That they're going to connect you to Hashem. You know, there is no issue in this world to connect yourself to Rabbi Nachman of Breslev, to connect yourself to Rabbi Shalom. You cannot do that. You just accept on yourself the fact that you're going to receive your wisdom from your rabbi. That your rabbi, he was kosher, and he received his wisdom from his rabbi. That this wonderful chain brings down the light to me, to the place that I'm holding now, today. A friend told me that he came to Uman this year first time, and he really wanted to connect himself to Rabbeinu. And he came to the Tzion HaKadosh of Rabbeinu, and he started to say Tikkun HaKlali. He was inspired. He saw people, a lot of people saying, reading Tikkun HaKlali with tears, and very emotional situation over there. And he wanted also to connect himself. And he read all of the Tikkun HaKlali and he didn't feel nothing. And then he read that short prayer that Rabbeinu wrote in the end, Ilat HaIlot, Vesivat HaSivot. And when he came to that place, illuminate your light on me to the place that I'm standing in it now. Bamakom shebo ani omed means a prayer of truth. I know that I'm low, Hashem. I'm not denying. I'm not telling, making up stories to say that I'm righteous. I know. I know exactly where I'm holding. And I'm asking to you, kind King, to illuminate your amazing light to the place that I'm at now. He felt like that he's under a waterfall of light. Mamash, everything. He felt connected. He felt certain illumination. I never felt that illumination. Baruch Hashem. Everyone with his needs, what that he needs for his tshuva. But when he came to those, it's so important. When he came to that place, that he said, "Lamakom shebo ani omed," to the place that I'm at now, he realized, I'm me. This is me. To that place I need Hashem. Not trying to be somewhere else, to be someone else. No. I need the tikkun, Hashem. I need you to work with me on my attributes, on my midot, on my problems, on my issues, on my lackings, on my fears. Fears is something that people are running from it the most. Even with bad attributes, with anger, it's a lot easier to work with. Even if that it's very hard to admit and to apologize and but it's a lot easier. Fears are something that that mamash, it's a very, very critical situation for people to admit that they're afraid. Mm-hmm. That they're afraid from things. Courage, this is something to be brave. It's something that we're very far from it. To be brave, it doesn't mean to be violent, to be violent, to be cruel, to be aggressive, offensive. To be brave, it's also to know how to admit on your lackings, on your problem, on the fact that you're afraid. You need to be very brave to admit that you're afraid. That you're afraid to confront, to deal with your past, with the roots, with the reasons of your avonot. Rabbeinu said that if you do tshuva on the beginning, that you know, one avera drags another avera after it. So you need to do tshuva on the first one. It's very embarrassing to start trying even to remember where it all started. Very embarrassing. You can find yourself that you have so many angers and frustrations from your mother, from your father, things that you don't want to remember, that you don't want to see. What are you going to do? This is really where it started. This is really where it all started. Things that are hard to say, I will say, don't worry. With time. Thank you, Hamudim. Chazak uvaruch. We have to be strong. The Rabbeinu said, you have to hold yourself together. We have to hold ourselves together because we know there's nothing else to do, also. But the truth is that if we're going to hold ourselves together, we can succeed so much. Everyone can give. Everyone can give from his talents, from his abilities, from. One can give from his wisdom, one can give from his ability to use camera, one can sing, one can drum, one can play. I told you on that wonderful place of Reuven Levy opened the place, amazing place in the Rabbi Yehudi. Amazing potential. We can make it alive. We can make it alive. If we're going to want. If everyone is so busy. We have a yeshiva in the Rabbi Yehudi. We have a place for everything, for distribution. We just need to want. Someone have a guitar. You can take your guitar and to go and to play over there. Someone wants to do a fatzah. You need to come and to do a fatzah over there. Someone came to me and told me I'm giving a lot of donations. I looked at him, told him I never heard about it. I didn't say it, but I never saw it. Where is your money that you give to tzedakah? We have people here that are not finishing the month. You take your money of charity and you go and you give it. Very nice. I'm happy for you. You think that he's going to give you that blessing that's supposed to, like you're going to, if you're going to take care of your brothers, or people that mamash are like you, similar to you. You help them, you help yourself. You want to succeed. How are you going to succeed if you're not going to help others? How are you going to succeed? Telling you, Rabbi Stai, Reuven Levy gave up already, but we haven't given up on him. Thank you, Rabbi Stai.